Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Mem Aleph. There was a daf Be'in share last night, all about Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, and related issues. Hopefully it's up, OU.org. Feel free to find it under the daf Be'in Shiurim. But today we continue, again, overlapping topics. Last night was just a more Be'in, and now we get back to the regular daf Yomi schedule. Teda, we are up to on Mem Amud Beis, about 8 lines up from the bottom. Teda, we're in the middle of a discussion where we know one of the Amorim just followed his Rebbe into the bathhouse and learned a couple of halachas from his Rebbe in the bathhouse, because his Rebbe said, don't put the oil, which you want to warm up for me, don't put that in the actual water, because that's a Kli Rishon. Only put it into a Kli Sheni, a secondary Kli, which we saw the important Tosfos yesterday. Why is Kli Rishon different than Kli Sheni? Because of the difference in the walls, the direction of the heat of the walls, Tfanos Makaros or Tfanos Machamamos. That was Tosfos. We saw the Ur Sameach as well. But that was one of the halachas that he told his student, put it into a Kli Sheni. So the Gemara went into, are you allowed to talk Torah in a bathroom? You're not allowed to talk Torah in a bathhouse? How can he do that? You're not allowed to talk about Torah even in a different language, the Gemara said. Doesn't matter. It depends on the content. If the content is Torah, so then even in a different language, you're not allowed to talk about it. And if it's divrei chol, even in Lashon HaKodesh, you're allowed to talk about it, said the Gemara. So the Gemara answered, Afrushe me isur shayni. To separate somebody from doing an Avera, then the rules are different. And now we're up to Teta, I'll prove it to you. D'amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, who we know is a Talmud of Rav, and after Rav died, he went to be a Talmud of Shmuel. So, Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Maisa b'talmidos Rebbe Meir. Shenichnasachar lebeis amerchads. A student of Rebbe Meir went after him into the bathhouse. Ubikesh. And again, bathhouse means here a room where people are not dressed. Right? We have the different levels we had back. If you remember the third parak in Maseches Brachos, there are different parts of a bathhouse. There's the outer room where people most of the time are dressed. There's the inner room where people most of the time are not dressed. Then they have the middle room. We spoke about what to do with your tefillin there. When do you have to take it off? What if you have it on already? Do you have to take it off? L'chatchila b'dieved. That was then. So this is talking about probably the area where people are not dressed. Upikesh l'adiyach karka. And one of the talmidim of Rabbi Meir wanted to be mediach, wanted to sprinkle some water on the ground in order to make it flat, in order to make it nice for Rabbi Meir to take a bath. You can't do that on Shabbos. Wasuchlo karka, he wanted to smear some material, some sweet smelling material and fragrances on the floor, also to make it nice for Rabbi Meir. Amalo ein sachin. He says, no, you can't do that. So what do you see from there? Rebbe Meir is talking to him in Torah in the bathhouse. Alma, afusha meisura shiny. So you see in that story with Rebbe Meir, it must be, lahafresh meisura is different. So lachanami, lafresh meisura shiny. So to here, lafresh meisura is different, and therefore even if it's in a Beis HaMerchatz, you still allowed to say something if you can't get the point across without anything else. Right? If you could just make a grunt. And in that way, remember we had the Gemara earlier, where one of the Amoraim was in the bathroom, and the other one wanted to go in, and he knocked, and he just grunted from the inside. He was trying to get the point across that he was inside. But if that doesn't work, and you have to say exactly what one wants, so la'afrusha me'isura shayni, then it's different. So the Yemek Bracha of Parmanshik has a chakira, exactly how we are supposed to understand this halacha, that one is allowed in the bathhouse to talk Torah la'afrusha me'isura. Put into Lundish terms, is that what we would call Huchra or Dechuya? V'yeshla ayein bazeh. Ihaheter hu mishum delafrusha meisura lo mikri limada Torah vein bazeh mishum v'haya mechanecha kadosh. To stop someone from doing an Avera, that's not learning. And therefore, that's why it's mutter. Because it's not called learning. It's not called learning just to say, stop it, don't do that. Put it in a klisheni, I don't want you to do an Avera. That's more of a kiyum of tochacha, something like that, rather than real learning. So do we say that? Lafrusha meisura? Oh, or does he know? It is Talmud Torah, but you still got to do it. Lafrusha meisura. Degamze mikri limud haTorah. Ela dekacha kiblu chazal. This is what Chazal said. Mishum de lafrusha meisura hutar ha'isot demachanecha kadosh. Right, that's the two ways of understanding. Again, is it not Talmud Torah and that's why it's mutter? Or is it, of course it's Talmud Torah. It's Talmud Torah. He told him, don't cook in a klisheni. But it's allowed, because you're allowed to stop somebody from doing an Aveira, even in a place. Why? Because what's the whole point? The whole point is zilzul of the Torah. If I'm talking Torah in the bathhouse. But here, it's not a zilzul, because I'm trying to prevent somebody from doing something. That's a worse thing than talking in Torah when one is not dressed properly.
He's just giving him the halacha. He's not giving the whole.
He's not giving every ksos and nesivus, right? He's just giving them a halacha, right? But it's still learning. Still learning. If somebody goes through that level of learning, that's still time of Torah. Nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? So he has nafkamina. Bazel inyan isafiklo. Isafiklo imchaveo rotse lasos iser o mutter la horoslo. Right? What if you're not sure? What if you're not sure if the guy really has, you're not sure if he's going to do the avera? You ought to take your chances and be mochiachim. It's not a vadai lafrusha meisura, it's a suffix lafrusha meisura. That's his nafkamina. Im chavero la rotsa lasos, is suffix lam chavero la rotsa lasos iser, imutu laharos lo shalo yasa. De ima etter, whom ishum dilatsar lafrusha meisura, hutar ha iser de machachanecha kadosh. If it is Talmud Torah, but you're allowed to do it. So, bekiyai gavna, if it's only a suffix, maybe suffix daraisa lachumra. There's a din to araisa of haya machanecha kadosh. Your machane has to be clean, and I'm not allowed to talk Torah while I'm in an unsneeze state. And therefore, savi daraisa lechumra. And the suffix of the guy maybe violating this or doesn't override the din. But if it's that, it's not called Talmud Torah, then even in the case of suffix, that's his nafkamina. Another nafkamina might be suggested, and he quotes a sefer chasidim that cruise one way. Maybe one can suggest another nafkamina is, could you give Afrusha Meisura before you say Berachas HaTorah in the morning? Does it have the status of Talmud Torah? Maybe let's say somebody goes to the bathhouse in the morning, not in the bathhouse, but yeah, in the morning, right? Or forget the bathhouse, just walking to shul. Somebody didn't say Berachas HaTorah yet, and they're walking to shul, and they see somebody about to violate. Are you allowed to say something? You didn't say Berachas HaTorah yet. So another nafkamina, if it's Talmud Torah, so then maybe you're not allowed to. Because you have the halacha, you're not allowed to talk and learning before one misses Berachas HaTorah. Mashen Kain, if it's not Talmud Torah, if it's the content is Torah, but it's not the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, then it would be okay. Okay. And you have a similar discussion in terms of the Talmud Torah elements in the sugya of Berachas HaTorah, where sometimes Torah is not being used as Torah. Does one need Berachas HaTorah? The Shulchan Aruch has two opinions. What about saying psukim before Berachas HaTorah, but not as psukim, but as tefillah? Right? What about slichos? Somebody wakes up in the morning and says slichos. Do I have to say Berachas HaTorah before I daven slichos? Before I say slichos? I say a lot of psukim in slichos, but I'm not saying them, but Torah's Talmud Torah. I'm saying that's Betorah's tefillah. So it's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. It can't hurt to say Berachas HaTorah beforehand, but do I have to make sure to say Berachas HaTorah? So that's an important nafkamina. Am I using Torah as Torah, or am I using Torah as tefillah? Good. Again, it comes up in other sugyas as well. There's the principle at the end of the first parak of Maseches Brachas, that you're not allowed to say half psukim. Called psukah de lo paske moshe anan lo paskinan. What if I'm saying a pasuk not as a pasuk, but just as tefillah? Similar idea. Let's say in davening, right? Well, the minhag is when we see Hagba, we say Vizosa Torah, Asher Sama Shalom Reisol, Al Pi Hashem Biyad Moshe. The first half of that pasuk is a perfect, beautiful pasuk, the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. Vizosa Torah, Asher Sama Shalom Reisol. That's a pasuk. Al Pi Hashem Biyad Moshe is not a pasuk. That's a half a pasuk. That's a tack on from somewhere else. So am I allowed to do that? The principle is so psukah. I can't make up my own psukim. You have to say whole psukim, like Moshe Rabbeinu said, right? Same question asked by Alkin Berach. Kiddush Shabbos morning. Alkin Berach is in the middle of a pasuk. How can you say that? Yom Hashishi. Vayera Mivoker, middle of a pasuk. So that's why some benchers say, start off. Vayera Lakim is Kala Shara Sav, you need to Ma'od, quietly. Vayera Mivoker. And say that out loud, or say that quietly, and Yom Hashishi out loud. So you get Yudke Vavke. Yom Hashishi Bechul HaShemayim. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes that. So what's the defense of many who don't worry about this, and they only say they start off with Al Kain Berach, and they start off with Yom HaShishi, and they say Al Pi Hashem Biyad Moshe. The answer is because you're not saying it as psukim there. In those contexts, we're saying it as tefillah. And if we're saying it as tefillah, so then maybe there's no problem, because I'm not saying it as a pasuk. Just like the same idea by Talmud Torah, you might not need a bracha, because you're not saying it as tefillah. Similarly here, Lafrusha Meisura, I might be saying it just as a preventative measure to stop him from doing an Avera, and not as Talmud Torah. Good. It all starts with that chakira of the Emek Bracha. If you want to look it up, it's on page 19. Page Yutes in the Emek Bracha. Good. We continue. Getting back to Bishul issues. Amar Ravina. Says Ravina, six lines from the bottom. Shma mina hamevasho b'chamit tveriyeh b'shabes chayiv. You know what you see? Another thing from the story that we just quoted, that if you cook in chamit tveriyeh on Shabbos, you're chayiv. Meaning, just like we spoke about a couple of days ago, whether Chavitveria is considered heated by the fire, the fires of Gehenna, or they heated by the sun. But it sounds like from Yerachai, why? Da'maisa de Rebbe lachar gzeirahave. Because this whole story that took place was after the gzeira against bathing oneself on Shabbos, and it still says, he was telling him, don't cook, put in a cliché, what was he so nervous about? If it was mutter in the Chavit Tveria. Because where else would Rebbe be bathing in? He wouldn't be violating the gzeira. So it must be he was in Chavit Tveria, or something parallel, and we see he was worried about the cooking in there. And he still said, take in a klisheni and don't put it into the kli rishon. Just one ha'ara, we mentioned this in the Dafiyin share last night, for those who didn't hear yet, the big discussion in terms of kli rishon and klisheni by what we call a dover gush. Machlokes between the Maharshal and the Ramah. When one has a solid piece of chalant, when one has a solid baked potato, whatever it is, does that have the status, the coolest of klisheni? Because after all, Tosfos says that the svara, we saw yesterday, the svara for klisheni is, because after all, the walls are cooling off what's in it. Defanos makaros, if I pour it from the chalent pot into a larger bowl, so the walls of that bowl is cooling what was put in it. But by a dover gush, by a solid item, you don't have that. It retains its heat. It's not touching. If I have a glob of thick chalent that was put on my plate, the walls of the bowl that it's in isn't cooling that off. If it's loose, thin, runny chalent, okay. But if it's solid, if it's a baked potato, if it's something solid, so the Maharshal, and it's quoted in the Shach in Yaradeya, says that has the status of Kli Rishon. Even if it's on a Kli Revi'i, as long as it's still Yatzo Ledispo, that Dover Gush, solid item, has the status of a Kli Rishon, and one has to make sure not to cook anything with it. What would that mean? If I have a hot baked potato on my plate, right, or a thick glob of chalent, I'm going to put salad on my plate, I'm going to put coleslaw, I'm going to put a lot of uncooked items. So, the Marshal says you got to have a mechitza. Put a piece of kugel in between. Usually kugel is not so shiatsu leather spo. You got to put something in between. Right? Or else your chalent, your salad item is going to cook and has the status of a klibishon. So, there are coolers, number one. Maybe by the time it gets to your plate, it's not yatsu leather spo anymore. It's only yatsu leather spo. It was only boiling hot in the serving bowl. Once it gets to your plate, maybe it's not so hot anymore. Number two, maybe we don't paskin like this shach in the name of the Marshal at all. The Ramah and Yoredeya seems not to paskin like it. Seems to be makeup by a piece of steak. Treating a piece of steak as a klisheni, once it's in a klisheni. A piece of steak is a duffer gush. So, okay, there's a Ramah to rely on. Rosh Shlomo Zalman also, in the Shemir Shabbos, he's quoted as saying, it's lo nichale, it's mekalkel, it's misasek. He goes four different saris trying to defend the fact that it is okay. But at least on a lechatchila level, it seems like the Shach quotes it as a chumrah, that one should be careful that if the boiling hot, solid item is still boiling hot when it gets to my plate, I should make sure to not have that touching directly my salad, my coleslaw, whatever it is, whatever uncooked item is on my plate, to be machmir, because it might have the status of kli rishon, even though it's in a klisheni, because the svar of Tosfos doesn't work. Svar of Tosfos doesn't work in that regard. Okay, back to this discussion. Says Ravina, again, you see from the story that Chami Tveria must be Bishul Daraisa, because this was after the Gzeira, and he still was worried. So, Eini, four lines from the bottom, is that really true? V'yamar Rav Chisda, Hamavashol b'chami Tveria b'shabes pater. Rav Chisda says it's only pater, it's also Drabanan. Remember the rules? Chayev pater mutter, the three lashonos in Hilcha Shabbos. Pater means also Drabanan. So, my chayev nami t'ka'amar makas mardus. What did Chayev mean? When Ravina said Chayev, it must be only us and Darabanan, Makas Mardus. And Rebbe was worried about Darabanan too in the story. So Raya, that it was Daraisa. He was worried about Darabanan too, Makas Mardus. Which ironically, the Rashba has a tshuva. Makas, how much is Makas Mardus? How many lashes? Rabbinic lashes. How many lashes? So for Daraisa, we know exactly. It's 39, it's multiples of 3, you go to a doctor beforehand. Makas Mardus, the Rashba says, it's up to the judge. It's up to the rab. It's up to the rabbanon. It can be even worse. It can be even worse in a certain sense. Makas Mardus. Machlokas be shown whether it has to also be in multiples of 3. Amar Abzera Anachaziti the Rabbi Avahu. I once saw Rabbi Avahu to shut ba'ambati. I saw him floating in a bathtub on Shabbos. V'lo yadana iakar ilo akar. I don't know if he lifted up his legs from the floor or not. What's the issue? We learned that you're not allowed to float Ain't shatin. Now let it flow. We know Xerah Rabbanim, beginning of brachas, right? In terms of floating on a raft. We spoke about it on a raft there, which day where you daven. But a raft, like you're not allowed to float on a raft because you might come to fix the raft. You might come to make the raft. You're not allowed to float in the water because you might come to make a raft, even not on a raft. So they saw him floating. So they weren't sure if he lifted up his leg or not. Why? What's the suffix? Rashi, third to last line, to kasavar ki tnan ein shatan al pnei amayim b'mashilin peiros. The source of this in Maseches Beitza, when we learned that you're not allowed to float in the water because you might come to make a raft. Maybe that was only by a nahar gadol, by a huge river, because there you might say you might come to make a raft, but in a bathtub. Not coming to make a raft in a bathtub. So I'm not sure whether he lifted up his legs or not. So says the Gemara, Pshita to Lawakar. What do you mean? It's obvious that he did not. Because then he would be really floating. And the Tanya the Brisa says, Lo Yashit Adam Bibrecha Maleamayim Yafilo Medes Bechatzer. The Issa Drabanan applies even in a private area. A person not allowed to float in a pool, even if it's in a chatzer. Says Rashi, the lekala migzar shabayat is mayim baraglav. Even if you're not worried about water going out of the pool and going down Amis and Rishus Arabim, even without that, it's in a chatzer, still usher. So he obviously didn't lift up his legs. So lokasha ha de lesle gidude ha de isle gidude. Well, it depends if it had gidudim, if it had a rim around it or not. What's the issue if it had a rim or not? So Rashi has two opinions here. Either if it has a rim, then I'm not going to stick my, when I try to get out, what do? We put our hands on the edge and we lift ourselves out. So I'm not going to do that if there's a rim. If there's no rim, it's all going to be dirt. So if I put my hands in the dirt, I'm going to be kneading the dirt and the water. So that could be an issue of lush, of kneading. If there's a rim around it, so a nice hard rim, so I'm not going to do that. So that's one difference between gedudi or not. The other issue, Rashi's veli nira, second day in Rashi on top, says no, if it has a rim, then it's not dumya denahar. And therefore, it's mutter. Mashenkin, if it doesn't have a rim, then it would be us. Okay? We are not encouraging at all swimming pools on Shabbos. They are at least asad rabbanan. They're heated. We said that because they're right. If there's a cold swimming pool, okay, you have other issues. Other issues in terms of the assay of Shabbason of the Ramban that has to be a day of Shabbos, different than the other days, and other issues as well, which we're not getting into now. Weiter. V'yamar Reb Zeira, finishing up, once we just quoted one statement of Reb Zeira having to do with bathhouses and water, so we'll quote another thing in the name of Reb Zeira. V'yamar Reb Zeira, another thing that he saw about Rabbi Avo. Anoch hazitzi the Rabbi Avo, shiniach yadav keneged panav shomata, v'lo yadana inaga ilo naga. I saw him covering up his private area, and I didn't know if he was touching or not. So the Gemara is meaning whether he was just covering it, Mishim Tznius, or whether he was actually touching. So Pshita Lo Naga. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? It's obvious that he wasn't touching. The Tanya, we learned back in Maseches Nida, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kala Ochiz Ba'ama U'mashin Kilu Mevi Ma'abal Olam. One is not allowed to touch their private parts. One is not allowed to touch. Says Tosfos on top, even though there are Rabbanan argue there, right? There are reasons in certain cases, but at least without knowing other reasons, if there's no specific reason, as we discussed then, the Shulchan Aruch talks about if one wants to make sure that one remains clean, one doesn't drip on one's clothing, one wants to make sure that they get it they aim properly, so there are heterim. But if there's no specific reason, one is not allowed to touch the private area. So how could you have a mean that the Rabbi Avo did anything more than cover? So Amar Abaya Asuka Boleshes. The question was because they make it like a Boleshes, an attacking army. What's an attacking army? What's the halacha? It's not. The Mishnah says there, Bolesa shenichnasa la'ir. If one has an attacking army that's going through a city, and a non-Jewish attacking army, Bisha Shalom, in a time of peace where they're just walking through, then Chavios Psuchos Asuros, open barrels, I have to assume, were touched by them. And therefore, Asuras, you got to spill them out of wine. Stumos Mutaris. But if they're all closed and sealed, Mutter. Then it's mutter. B'shas milchama. But if it's a time of milchama, where everybody's scared and running and just going not calm, ilu le mutaros. That even the open ones are mutter. L'fisha ain't p'nai l'nasech. They don't have time to be menasech. They're running, they're scared, they're jumping. Alma. So what do you see from that halacha? Kivan de b'isi. When somebody is in a state of fear and worried, lo menaschi. They're not, you have to be worried that something occurred. They weren't menasech the wine. So achanami. So here too, in our case of Rabbi Yavo, kivan, debel is the lasi lehure. The issue of hirhur, which is caused by touching one's private, so then we don't have to be worried about that, because he was scared. What was he scared of? V'acha mai b'yisusa. What was he scared of? B'yasusa denara. He was scared of the river. He was going down to the river to go to the mikvah, and therefore he was scared that he would fall. He would be carried. So therefore, because of that b'yasusa, there was no worry. Says the Gemara, what do you mean, Aini? Is that really true? There is a serious issue about covering. Forget touching that. What about covering? Somebody is covering themselves, so isn't it, right, as if they're denying the bris of Abraham? Like, I'm embarrassed about it. We'll get back to that. So, lo kasha. Haki nachas, haki salak. Well, it depends if you're going down to the mikvah or going up from the mikvah. Going down to the mikvah where it's sanua, it's private, nobody sees because you're facing the river, nobody's there, we're assuming. So then, they have the issue of, if you try to cover, kilu kofer bebrisa shel Abraham. So maybe one should not cover, says the Gemara. But coming up where you're out of the open and people are seeing you, then you have to cover. To cover because you have the issue of tsnius, which is the counter pressure. Kihad de Rava, like Rava Shachi used to bend down to cover himself. Reb Zera Zakif, he used to stand up. But we assume that was in a way, maybe when he was going down and there was no tzidius issue. Rabbanan de Be Rav Ashi, Kika Nachti Zakvi, Kika Salki Shachi. Rabbanan de Be Rav Ashi from the yeshiva when he used to go down and there was no tzidius issue because it was private. So then they went standing up. Kika Salki Shachi. Right? This has to do again, one has to know based on the context, that if somebody is it, the message of the Gemara is that if there's a tznius issue, then of course one has to be covered up. One has to be covered up. So if one is in a place where one might be seen, then one has to be tznius. That's first and foremost. That's not considered kilu kofer bebrisa shalom ravinu. If one is in a place which is private, one is has their own private mikvah, in their basement, like the Kohanim used to have in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, their own private mikvah, and they're going straight into the mikvah, then maybe one, there's less of an issue of tznius, but one is in a public mikvah, so then one has to be, first and foremost, aware of the tznius factor, as the Gemara says. Good. Period. Rebbe Zera. Right, it's called the Bris of Avram Avinu. Right, that's a lot to talk about there, but let's continue and we'll see later on. Rabbi Zera, Havi Kamish Tamid Mid Rabbi Yehuda. Here we really might have time at the end. We'll see. Rabbi Zera, Havi Kamish Tamid Mid Rabbi Yehuda. Deboi Lameisak Lara Di Israel. Rabbi Zera wanted to make Aliyah. And he always used to try to hide out from his Rebbe because his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda, held that you can't make Aliyah from Bavel. Can't make Aliyah from Bavel. Because at that time, Bavel were the major Torah centers. There was no Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Not too much in the time, even though the Tanaim had been there. But Rabbi Yehuda felt, and therefore he didn't want to go, but Rabbi Zera went anyway. Right? That's why he became Rabbi Zera. So he wanted to go, but he was staying away from Rabbi Yehuda. Dam Rabbi Yehuda, kol olam mibavel Eretz Yisrael over Basay. Because anyone who went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, he held violated an asay. Shenemar Bavela yuva'u v'sham yihyu. Right, you should go to Bavel. Yirmiyo says about the first Galus, Vishamayu, and there you shall be. Rashi says, why didn't he want to go? The Yari pen yigzer olav milelech. He thought Rav Yehuda would aser him. Would aser him from going. That's why he didn't want to go. The Meiri in Maseches Ksubis, where this Gemara is also quoted, this line, he quotes, Kishem sh'aser latzeis me'eret Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz, kach aser latzeis mi'bavel l'sha'ar ratzos. Just like it was also to go from Eretz Yisrael to any other place, at that time, kishakom makom shechachma the yiras chait mitzuyin sham dino k'Eretz Yisrael. Wow, that's a Provençal Meiri line. Any place where there is so much chachma and yiras shemayim, dino k'Eretz Yisrael in this regard. Shekamo she'amru kol darba bavel kilo darba Eretz Yisrael. Shekol ma she'amru lo amru el mebnei shestam chutz la'aretz ein chachma v'yiras chei mitzuyin sham. Bali Yisrael l'rov atzaris v'ol galios shesov lim sham. Ela im kein al yedei amel gadol v'tzar gilgol mikol sevel atzaris v'hayis hisyash mehem l'avodis Hashem l'saridim asher Hashem korei v'stam Eretz Yisrael chachma v'yiras chei mitzuyin ba ad she'mitocha masikim kvod baram v'zoch. Right, that's real Eretz Yisrael. So some elements in the world, if you have Torah and Yerushalayim there, that's also has the has the status, as it says, kol ola mevalei Yisrael over ba'aseh. That was them. Baruch Hashem, bizman hazeh, when there is plenty of Torah in Eretz Yisrael, you don't need second best. You don't need second best of, oh, ki'ilu. Right? Well, when they talk about the Gdolim, send questions to the Gdolim. They're all in Eretz Yisrael. Whoever those Gdolim might be. When people say, send them to the Gdolim Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, you're there, so machkim. And, I don't know if the Meiri would say that, bizman hazeh. But, either way, or Rabbi Yehuda, for that matter. Right? But, cause at that stage, there were tremendous, obviously there were tremendous Torah centers in other places and Chutz La'aretz today as well. Obviously. Chas v'shalom to take anything away. But, it's still not Eretz Yisrael. So says the Gemara, Reb Zera didn't want to, be near him, but on the other hand, it was his Rebbe. So he wanted to learn from him. He was just scared that he would be gozer, that he can't go. So Amar, he says, you know what, I'm gonna go hide. I'm going to go one more time. I'm going to hear some words of Torah, and then I'm going to go make Aliyah. Azal Ashkeche, even, I like to, whenever this comes up, I like to mention one source. We're not having a shiur now about all the, we had a shiur last year, I think, about the Inyana Diyom of the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but in that same Sugi in Ksubis, quoted in Tosfos, is the famous Reb Chaim Cohen. Reb Chaim Cohen, who quotes, I bring it to the Chaim Cohen, who quotes that the makam sakana, if there is danger, so then potter. One doesn't have to go. One doesn't have to go. So first of all, Rachman al-Islam, last week, somebody from Chutz La'aretz called me up and said, if we have to go through these type of natural disasters, you know, I don't know, I'm always thinking about maybe I shouldn't go because of Rachman al-Islam, we have rockets. But, you know, it's an open question. Open question, Bizman Hazeh, Rachman al-Islan. Kadosh Baruch Hu needs, we need to add to the Shemaya everywhere. Number one. But number two, says the Hafla'ah at the end of Ksubis, on that Tosfos, that one only has the Taina of Ones if one would go if the Ones wasn't there. One can't claim Ones even if the Ones wasn't there, one wouldn't go. He doesn't quote it, but the example that we've given in the past is the Beis Halevi, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Pastin like this Beis Halevi. If there was a frum doctor that wants to Shomer Shabbos, should he switch calls with a non-frum doctor in order so that he doesn't have to work on Shabbos? Or do we say that he's doing malacha anyway, let him at least do malacha in the hospital. So if Shlomo Zalman Paskins, no, don't switch calls. You take the call on Shabbos. If he'd be doing malacha anyway, so then his malacha in the hospital doesn't have the status of Shmir Shabbos. He's doing Chol Shabbos. Why? Because he'd be Michal Shabbos anyway, on the golf course or in the hospital. So there's no point. So you at least go to the hospital, so then you're being Mekayim Shabbos by doing that. You only get the heter of Ones if you wouldn't do it, or you wouldn't do it anyway. So that's the words of the Hafla, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer. To call Ones ain't a taina, elikashaha ikev hu machmas ha'ones. Avalam ain't a rotsa lasos, ain't tainas Ones, shim haya rotsa, haya Ones. Hachana mikima she'ena ole mishem chen makomo va'artso. If a person's not moving to Eretz Yisrael because they like where they are, not because there's an ones and sakana there or whatever the ones might be, then avonu biyado. Anyway, that's a very important hafla. That anyone, any of us who don't have the schus of living in Eretz Yisrael today, that's to be a constant reevaluating. Is it really that there's no way I could do it? Because one does have an excuse, but if I'm just using that as an excuse, but really there are other issues and I want to do it anyway, says that it's a hafla. The Rebbe Lachsam Sofer, someone has to be extremely careful and make sure one figures out where one could be the best Oved Hashem that they could be. One's got to be very, very careful about that, and again, it's a personal issue that every family has to figure out where the best place for them to be is. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. So Reb Zera goes, and he hears Rabbi Yehuda. So Azal Ashkei Dachkoi Beibani. He finds that he's in the bathhouse. A lot of Torah was discussed in the bathhouse in those days. And he hears him tell his servant, Haviuli Neser, can you please pass me the soap? Haviuli Masrek, can you please pass me a comb? Paschu Pumaychu, he told his attendant, Pischu Pumaychu, Vafiko Avla, you know, open your mouth, let the steam come in. It's good for you. Good for you to open your mouth, let the hot water, the steam from the hot water come into your mouth. And, va'ashtu mimayi d'beibani. You know what? Also, take a drink. Take a drink, because it's good for you. Omar, so we'll get back to that. But let's first continue. Omar, ilmali basi el shmol darazedai. Rav Zeira says, what an awesome shiur. If I would have only come to hear these couple of statements, it made my day. What was he so excited about? So, Bishlama, have you Neser, have you Masreg? He says, please pass me the soap and pass me the comb. Kamash Malan. So what did he learn from that statement? Dvarim Shelchol Mutalom Rebashan Kodesh. As we said before, if it's non-Torah content, if it's just regular content, so you ought to say that even in Hebrew, right? Even in Lashon HaKodesh. Pischu pumaychu va'afiku havlanami. Also the line of open your mouth and let the steam come in. Kiddush Shmuel. That's like what Shmuel says, Damar Shmuel. Hevla mafik hevla. Hot steam going in produces sweat coming out. So it's good. It gets the juices going. Get the juices being in the sauna, right? The heat going in, the heat going out. Ela ashtu mayid bebani mamal yusa. But what was this? What was he so excited about the third statement? We assume he was excited about all the statements. Drink something. Why was he excited about that? So Tanya, that also he learned something in the Brisa. Tanya, achal velo shasa, as the Brisa says, if somebody eats but does not drink anything with his food, achilaso dam, his achila is dam, meaning not a good thing. You should always have a drink along with your food. Vizo tchilas choli me'ayim, it leads to intestinal issues if you eat without drinking. Achal velo halach dalaramos. If somebody eats and then does not walk Dalaramas, Rashi, before he goes to sleep, he goes straight from the chalent to the couch, and he's out. He doesn't walk four amos, assuming that there's no four amos between the table and the couch. Right, 6 to 8 feet. Usually it's there anyway. Achilas markeves, the food rots inside of you. Oh, you should take a little walk after one eats. Vizel tchilas reach ra, and that leads to reach ra. Rashi says it means bad breath. Hanitzrach l'nekavav, if somebody has to go to the bathroom, v'achal, and he eats while he has to go to the bathroom, domeh l'tanur, shehisiku al-gabi afro. It's like an oven that you heated it, hisiku al-gabi afro. You took the old ashes that you already used, and you put them back in, and you tried to heat your oven with it. V'zeot chilas reach zuama, and that also creates a putrid smell. Rachas, and here's the key line for us, why this whole thing is here. Rachas b'mayim v'loshasa mehen. Somebody goes into a bathhouse and doesn't drink from any of the waters. Dome l'taner shehisiku mibachus lo hisiku mibifnim. Your outside's getting heated, but not your inside. Got to heat from the inside and the outside. Rachas b'chamim v'lo nishtati b'tzonin. If somebody washes in hot water and doesn't rinse off afterwards and cool. Dome l'barzel, it's like metal. Shehichnisuhu la'or, that you put into the fire v'lo hichnisu l'tzonin. And you didn't put it into the cold. You always eat cold afterwards. After you make something cold and then hot and then cold. Rachatz v'lo sach, if somebody washed but didn't smear themselves afterwards, domeh l'mayim al gabi chavis. It's like water around a barrel, but it didn't get inside. Right, you gotta put those smearing elements in those days in order to be able to get the full effects of the bathhouse. Okay, a couple of issues relating to some of these. Number one, ask Rabbi Yaakov Emden, how can you take a drink in the bathhouse? First of all, we assume that you're not drinking from the water that you're bathing in. That's like Baal Tashaksu, right? But you're drinking from some other, maybe there's like a source of water that is coming into the bathhouse that's clean. And from there, but how can you drink in the bathhouse? Says your back of hand. And number one, don't you have to make a bracha? Can't make a bracha when you're naked, right? And number two, you don't have anything on your head. Supposed to make a bracha with kisui rosh. So the Yavit, so back of hand, in the back of the Gemara, quotes this and says, firstly, he says, "Lo mimayim shekvar rachatz davadi asiri tfei miman deshasi bekarne de umna." Right? It's like use the Gemara says you can't use the needle that you bloodlet with to fill up with water and drink. That's balta shaksu. It means from the water coming in. Good. But then he says, what about the bracha? So he says the chiddush dilma lo chashiva shesia. Why are you drinking? You know, why are you drinking? The kiva she'ina elala hasokas pnim. You're just drinking to heat your insides. You're not drinking for thirst. You're not drinking for other purposes. So lo adifa mimad shasi mayim mishud dechan kasei umtza. Right at the end of the sixth parak, the end of case of Mavarchin, we have the case where a person gets something stuck in their throat and they drink because they just have to go, you don't make a bracha on that. Even if you're like, if you have a few seconds to make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on that. Why? Because you're not drinking for thirst. You're drinking to get the thing out of your throat. If you're going to drink, right, medicine. If I'm taking a drop of water in order to swallow a pill, you also don't make a bracha. If you might drink a little more water than you need to swallow the pill, then just to be safe, make a bracha beforehand. But if you're just drinking the amount of water that you need, no bracha. So it says you're back of empty, it must be that case. Here, the only reason you're drinking is because You don't want to be like an oven that was heated on the outside, not on the inside. So therefore, one can make a, one does not even need a bracha there. One doesn't need a bracha there, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Beautiful. Most of the time when we drink, I would say, is because we're thirsty, because we're hot there, and therefore one should be careful to make a bracha. Number one. Number two, the other issue is, if you eat and you don't walk Dalet Amos. Talking about two more issues. You don't walk Dalet Amos. So the Chafetz Chaim, in this, the Chafetz Chaim Ala Torah, it's quoted here, on page Resh Chaf Vav. Hu Haya Omer. He says, Mitzvah Shmiras Abriyas Gedola Hi Lama'od. You gotta take care of yourself, physically. You gotta be healthy, you gotta eat healthy, you gotta Shmiras Abriyas. Volo Pam Haya Mitzvah Lachabos Es Menoros Bi Yeshiva. B'Sham Ucheres Balayla. Not once did he turn off the lights in the Beis Medrash. Go to sleep. Take care of yourself. Besides the fact that how's your chakras going to be? Laman yelchua tamidim lishon v'yamargel bepume ki gamzu miatzas hayetzer laman yechlushu amasmidim hodos las matasam anifraza v'yivatzlu achergach v'yilima natoro lagamre. He says, right, he says, v'hasr sata milfaneinu u'meacharenu. Sometimes the sun pushes us from behind. Yeah, stay in the basement until 2 in the morning. Let's see you wake up in the morning. So, right, so you got to take care of yourself. And then it quotes, Bishno Sava Achronos, in his later years, he was very weak, he could barely walk. He always pushed himself to try to walk Dalet Amos after he ate. L'kayim amaram Shabbos memalef. To be Mekayim Argamara. Ubiyosi yachad ito basifas harabanim be'ir Ravna. This is the author of the Ma'aseh Lamelech. Footnotes on the Chafetz Chaim Ala Torah. When I was once with him at an asifas harabanim, achar ruchat erev be'yashva mitato. He was lying in his bed. He was very old. He ate supper. L'ragli chulshato. The achar birchas hamazon, after benching, his chazek, the hisrachik ben amita, kedalet amos. He walked away from the bed a couple of steps. V'yomar, kim dumani, sheyesh kvar dalet amos, yatsasi dechovati, yoter eini mechuyav. And he went back to sleep. He pushed himself, because he took it very seriously in terms of making sure that he walks before. And one final point, the Urayim, Razami Metz, the Urayim tells us, the Urayim has a shita which we don't usually paskin like. We don't usually pass in light, but it's fascinating. This is an unknown Shulchan Aruch. The Urayim holds that you only have to bench d'oraisa if you ate and you drank. That's the Shita of Rabbi Lazami Metz. We don't pass in that way. We pass in if you were Soveya, you have to bench d'oraisa, and if you ate a Kezayas, you have to bench d'Rabbanan. But the Urayim holds to bench d'oraisa only if you ate and you drank. Okay, we don't pass in this way. Ramah. It's a Mefurish Ramah. Kuf Tzadik Zion, Yesh Omrim. He quotes the Deya. She'eno chayev levarach midaraisa im lo shasa, v'hu ta'ev lishtos. If you're thirsty and you didn't drink, so that you don't have to bench. V'tov li zaher lechatchila im miksasan shasu, u miksasan lo shasu, she'evarach misha shasa. If you have a couple of people that ate, and only one of, they all ate bread, but only one of them drank, have the guy, I would say, Kohen Levi, Kohen comes first. But if there's no Kohen, right, there's no mitzvah there of a Kiddushto, so everybody's equal, so you go by who else drank. The Mishnah Berurah, though, says, but if the guys who didn't drink were satiated, and the guys who drank were not satiated, then the satiation factor, d'oraisa, that beats out the guys who drank, because the Urayim is a das yachid. The Ramah quotes it, so we have Kohen, satiation? What about a Kohen who's not satiated versus a Yisrael who's satiated? That's interesting, because a Kohen's only chayav d'rabanan, and somebody satiated is chayav d'oraisa. So the answer is, just give the Kohen another cookie. Right? That's the, make sure he's satiated too. But that's the Mishnah Berurah quotes here, that the satiation beats out the liquid. Anyway, okay. Okay, we continue there now. Good. Mulyar, says the Mishnah. Mulyar, by the way, you can look at the first Meshech Chachma on Parshas Vayera, he finds a remez to the Urayim. Says sadu libchem v'achar tavoru by the malachim sadu libchem, and then you're not going to have to drink v'achar tavoru, you're not going to have to bench because you didn't drink anything, then you can just leave. So he finds a remez there to the Urayim. Vayter says the Mishnah mulyar hagaruf mulyar, these two kalim spoken about here are types of kalim that you heated up water with. The Gemara will talk about what the mitzias is. So mulyar hagaruf shows in him and b'shabbes. As long as the mulyar was, the coals were swept away, as we mentioned, covered up, you could drink from it on Shabbos. Antichi, that's even hotter. Avabisha grufa in shosin emena. We're more machmer by an antichi. You can't drink from it, even if you swept the coals away. We'll see what these are. Heichidami mulyar hagarif. What does that mean? Tana mayim mibifnim b'kacholim mibachutz. The mulyar is where there's some type of kli where the water is on the inside and the coals are on the outside of the kli. So there, once you cover up the coals, it's okay. Antichi Rabba Amar Beikiri. Rabba says that an atichi is a beikiri, which is very, very hot. It's Mosef Hevel. Rashi says, Rechem Bar Yitzchak Amar Beidude. It means a double level, like pots on two shelves, and the coals are right in the middle. So Mandar Beidude, if you say atichi is Beidude, and there the covering doesn't work, Koshken Beikiri, because Beikiri is boiling hot. And there also, you would say Koshken, that the grufa, the sweeping away, does not work. Umanda Amar Beikiri, but if you say Beikiri, Avo Beidude Lo, maybe Beidude, you would not say, you have the chumrah, maybe once you sweep away the, you cover up the coals, it would be good enough. Tanya Kavasi Durav Nachmin, Antichi, Ava Bisha Gruva Ktuma, Inchosanimena, Bebeshina Chushta Machal Masa. Right, that's a brisa that supports Rabbi Nachmin, because we see an Antichi, even if it's Garfa Katum, it is not able to be drunk from because it is so burning hot. Good, says the Mishnah. Hamecham Shepinahu, a hot water urn that you emptied out. Pinahu. We'll have to talk exactly what the Messias is. But you emptied it. Lo yitin l'tocho tzonein. You cannot put cold water in it. We don't know what the it is. It's not clear in the Gemara. What is the it? Bishvil she'ichamu, so that the cold water gets hot. Aval nosein hu l'tocho. But what you can do is put it in it. Again, what's in it? Let's translate this now as, but you could put a lot of hot cold water in it. So even though it was hot, but it ends up being lukewarm. O l'tocho akos. Or you can put it into a kos, which means klisheni. Kedela hafshiran, in order to take out the chill. So ask the Gemara, my kamar. What's the Mishnah talking about? It's hard to understand what the Mishnah is trying to tell us. Amar of Adabar, masna haki kamar. This is what the first suggestion is. Hamecham shapina mimenu mayim chamin. If you have a kli rishon, a hot water urn that you poured the hot water out from. Lo yitin l'tocha mayim mu'atin. You can't put a little water into that now emptied pot. You had a boiling hot pot with hot water. You poured it out. So now the Mishnah is telling us you can't put a little water into that pot. Kedei sheyichamu, so that it gets warmed up. Why? Because it's cooking. It's a clean rishon that was on the fire, and you're going to cook the little cold water in the pot. Avol nosin l'tocha mayim merubim kedei lafshiran, but you're allowed to put a lot of water in there, which will ultimately end up being cool. So then it is okay, you don't have to be worried. The Pnei Yeshua here asks, what about the first drops going in? The first drops going in, even if you put a lot in. So the Pnei Yeshua says it must be that we halachically are allowed to look at it as long as it's one pouring, we're allowed to look at it as one big thing, and you don't have to worry about the couple of first drops that for a few seconds are boiling hot. Says the Pnei Yeshua, it must be that we're not worried about it. So it's mutter in that case. You have to say that chiddush in order to understand. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. So if you put a lot of cold water into the now emptied boiling hot pot, it's mutter? So forget Bishul for a minute. Says the Gemara, v'halo mitzareif. Are you being mitzareif? Mitzareif is part of the process when you have metal and you have shaped a metal kli with the heat. Afterwards, you put it in cold in order to finish the job. So here you have a boiling hot metal kli. You're going to pour cold water in it. Isn't that like mitzareif? You are perfecting and finishing and doing gemar malacha, right? Pashtus, what's the malacha that you're doing here? Makeh bepatish. Right, finishing up the final process of this kli. Others, the Rambam is unclear. Rabbi Chananel and Yuma says it's a chashash of kibui. It's a form of kibui. That's what he said. Either way, it's some malacha. So Gemara says no. Reb Shimon he darbar darbar shein miskaven mutter. Ah, it's Reb Shimon shita. Reb Shimon who holds darbar shein miskaven, as we said, he do malacha A, which might or might not cause malacha B. It is mutter. Ask all the Rishonim. That's his huge Tosfos here. It's all the Rishonim and the Rashi and the Ritva. This is darbar shein miskaven. This is Psik Reisha. This is for sure. You know exactly what's going to happen. This is Vadai. It's going to be Mitzarev. So all the Rishonim try to figure out how this case is not Psik Reisha. Maybe it was already Mitzurah. What? Maybe it's already perfected. So this isn't getting even any more. Okay, there are a couple of suggestions given by the Rashba and the Ritva and Tosfos. how to get out of the fact that this is a psik reisha. There are a couple of cases that seem to be very psik reisha-ish, and the Gemara doesn't treat it that way. Remember we had one earlier, Adaf Chavtes, right? We had with a guy, the guy wears the kilayim, and the Gemara also assumes that's a Darvashin of Miskavin, even though he's wearing kilayim. So, there too. Anyway, so it's from Shimon. So, Maska, La, Baya, 1 second. Midi, Mecham, Shepina, Mimenu, Mayim, Tani. Does our Mishnah say, we're talking about the hot water urn that you poured water out from? Doesn't say that. Mecham, Shepina, Huktani. The Mishnah says, it just means a Mecham that you removed. Doesn't say that you removed something from it. So, Elo Amar Abaya, Abaya gives a different shot of our Mishnah. Hachi Kamar, Hamecham Shepinuhu, a hot water urn that you took off the fire. The Yesh B'mayim Chamin, and it has hot water in it. Lo Yitein L'tocha Mayim Wate, Bisho She'echamu. You're not going to put a little bit of cold water in it. Meaning, what's the Mishnah telling me? A Klirishon that was removed from the fire still cooks. Right? The first shot was that a Klirishon that's now emptied cooks. But now we're saying, no, a Klirishon that still has water in it cooks. And therefore you can't put water in it. Umecham shepina mimenu mayim. If it's a mecham that you emptied, lo yitin lutocha mayim kol ikar b'mneshim etzarif. You're not going to put any water in there because of the issue of tziruf. As we mentioned earlier, the Rabbi Yehuda hi. Damar davashin miskabin asr. And it's Rabbi Yehuda shita who holds davashin miskabin as asr. So today is what the pshat of the Mishnah is. Nafkamin, is our Mishnah going like Rabbi Shimon? Or is our Mishnah going like Rabbi Yehuda? Period. Let's just finish 2 more minutes. And then maybe we'll talk more about psik reisha tomorrow. Amar Rav, lo shanu. When do we say that if it's emptied, you could put a lot of cold water? Lo shanu el lahafshir. If you put lahafshir, if you're doing it in order to make your water lukewarm in the end, aval etzarif. But if your kavana is to be mitzarif, then you have kavana for a malach and then aser. Then even Reb Shimon would agree it's aser. Reb Shmuel, oh Shmuel, Amar no. I feel letzarif nami mutter. Even letzarif would be mutter. Says the Gemara, letzarif lachil mishari. How is that mutter? You're doing a malacha. So Ella Ibrahaki Idmar. No, this was the machlokas that should have been. Amar Rav Loshon Ella Shir Lahav Shir. Rav says, when are you allowed to do it? Only if you put in the amount that could end up lukewarm. Aval Shir Lasarif Asr, but just putting in a tiny amount, that's for sure gonna just be help out the pot, but not end up cool. So that's Asr. Because Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Ushmuel Amar Afilu Shir Letzarif Mutter. Even a Shir Letzarif is going to be Mutter as long as you didn't have that in mind, because he holds like Reb Shimon, Darvish Shimon's Gavin is Mutter. Right? We had earlier, Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, right? Halacha Reb Shimon Begreira. That was a Shmuel statement. So that's a machlokes about Davar She'eno Miskavin. Again, very important discussion in the Rishonim, which B'ezras Hashem will pick up with tomorrow. How exactly is this not Davar She'eno Miskavin? We can learn Yesodos about the sugyas of Davar She'eno Miskavin from the sugya, from Tosfos and the Rishonim here. B'ezras Hashem, we will get to that more tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. B'ezras Hashem, we will continue with more discussion of Klirisha, Klisheni, and Irui. That's tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's daf as we continue. Tomorrow's the last daf. Tomorrow's the transition between Bishul and Muksa. We mentioned the first half of Kira is all about Bishol. The second half is about Muksa. Tomorrow is the transition Mishnah as we move into laws of Muksa for the second half of this parak.